www.ecosystemsolutions.org.
Well, what a week it's been on the Beltway. Have you been paying attention to what's going on in our nation's capital? Of course you have been. This is a smart audience. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of the two-step on the Potomac, boy, there's a ton of it going on. Nancy Pelosi front and center. She says the Bush team misled her on waterboarding. The CIA lied. She had no idea about that. It was mentioned, but didn't realize it was being used. A lot of people don't believe her, including some in her own party. But will it amount to a hill of beans? In other words, if that's the case and they're having these so-called truth hearings, will Pelosi have to answer to more? And ultimately, will all of the notes be revealed from that briefing to find out who's zooming who? It's another reversal for the president. Earlier in the week, big bombshell, when Barack Obama decided to block the abuse photos that infuriated so many people. Because, look, there already was a bunch out there. We went through Abu Ghraib already and Gitmo, and as far as photographs are concerned, right? So now there was this push to release more photos, and Obama infuriated a lot of people who voted for him to be president of the United States based on transparency. That was one of the things that he pushed heavily, but his own commanders told him it wasn't a good idea because it would probably put our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan in harm's way. So why would you release more photos that looked terrible, that showed photographs of naked men with hoods on and dogs barking at them and all kinds of stuff, that it would open up another Pandora's box, another portal of negativity on things that happened, and that wasn't a good idea ultimately, so the president backed off of this. Now, at the end of the week, he's backed off of this, restarting the Bush-era military tribunals for a bunch of the detainees at Gitmo that once Barack Obama denounced. He said that they shouldn't have the military tribunals, but he's reversed course on that. He said he's going to add legal protections for the suspects, and that's the big difference. So there's a big flip on that as well. In the meantime, we talked about this, our last couple of shows, that this vote was coming up, but the House easily passes $96.7 billion for filling the request by the president for U.S. war spending and foreign aid efforts in Iraq, and of course now moving the troops, more troops, doubling them, to Afghanistan. It's going to be $97 billion in war funds because, of course, you need that money to also remove the troops. People forget that. Once you get out of Iraq, in pulling back everything, ultimately you have to get everything back. So you're not just abandoning tanks, leaving things in the middle of Baghdad. So there is a massive infusion of war funds. Not everybody impressed with the plans to move forward in Afghanistan. In fact, a lot of people thinking, you know what, screw it, just pull out all together. Some are average Joes, and others are people with power, like Congressman Jim McGovern, who is fundamentally opposed to this whole thing, and said, quotes, because he is a Dem, "Sometimes great presidents make mistakes, and sometimes great presidents make even bigger mistakes. I hope that doesn't happen here. As the mission has grown bigger, the policy has grown even more vague." And speaking of money, since we're printing it like there's no tomorrow, and who knows how much has been printed, we have no track of that whatsoever, thus the concern over what the dollar is going to be worth down the line, we also need money for the swine flu, or H1N1. So the House and Senate measures on this pretty much followed the request, and the request included a $1.5 billion emergency fund to fight this potential pandemic. So it's, I guess it's going to add up to probably close to $500 million, since in one sense of the word, or one corner of the United States, that's a better way to say it, one corner of the United States, it looks like the whole thing's abating, it's done, and this is just more histrionics by people. But yet in another corner of the country, you have somebody critically ill, even though that person had a weakened system. I mean, hey, they're critically ill with H1N1, and they're closing the schools, three of the schools again in New York. So nobody can seem to make up their mind on how serious H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu, is. And I'd say that's a problem. Should you still be concerned, or no? Is it look like it's going away? And once again, you don't get a straight answer on this. It depends on who you call, who you talk to, whether it's in Atlanta or in Washington, D.C. It just seems to be one day it's not a big deal, and the next day it is a big deal, and people are blowing it off like it's not. Well, this was a big deal and very sad. I think if we rewound what happened over this past week, this may be one of the saddest things that happened. Imagine having a relative on Flight 3407. Do you know those numbers? Flight 3107 is the flight that went from Newark, New Jersey, to Buffalo, New York, and ultimately crashed, taking with it the lives of 49 people on board the plane and one on the ground, so 50 all in all killed in this flight. And it turns out all kinds of things. There was pilot fatigue, failed flying tests, cockpit warning systems that weren't there, a pilot who had didn't know how to work the stick shift, the stick pusher, they call it, the stick pusher. He didn't know how to work it correctly, so instead of pushing down on it, he pulled up on it, and ultimately that plane crashed. We heard some of the last words that were said, and below 10,000 feet, the joking about not having very many hours, the chatter, not having very many hours in the plane, so it was, I think, perhaps the saddest story of all, to see that people crammed in to a room in Buffalo so they could get the simulcast. And in New Jersey, there was, I think, one couple that did it. And then, of course, in Washington was the National Transportation and Safety Board hearings. And I just so feel for those people. There was a 19-year-old girl on the flight. I mean, you know, there's always a million stories in this. And the fact that she just happened to jump on that plane but could have waited for another plane, I hate that. I hate to hear the what-if stories. But certainly fatigue was one of the heavy factors in this plane crash. Something has to be done about pilot training requirements in the curriculum. They're paying them the equivalent of like $12.50 an hour. So this Colgan Air, which they operate the flights for Continental in this particular case, he had failed these tests, but he didn't disclose it to the people that he was ultimately hired by, one of the regional air carriers. I can't tell you how many times I've been on those types of planes, a ton, whether it was in Central Coast of California in Santa Barbara or closer to San Francisco or on the East Coast. And it makes you wonder now when you get onto a plane, especially one of those regional planes, geez, what are these people getting paid as they killed themselves? Because most of them aren't military people anymore. They killed themselves to rack up these flight hours, and are they completely exhausted? And how much experience do they have with this particular aircraft? Hang with us, something more enlightening around the bend.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Check it out. This is the music that wakes me up every single day. No, I'm just kidding. It's Olympic music. Don't you love it? Kate hanging out with you each and every night here on ATN. Thanks for all the emails. We'll get to the emails, I promise, a little bit later in the show. Imagine winning an Olympic gold medal. Lanny Basham did just that in 1976. Oh, yeah. But he's no stranger to lots of medals. 35 in international rifle competitions. That's incredible, man. I am such a wickedly bad shot. Maybe I need to go out to the range with Lanny. He can help me. And it's interesting. What do you do when you have that kind of passion and you obviously are motivated and you obviously know how to win, right? Well, you teach other people how to train their minds to do the same thing. And how perfect is this? To motivate people, especially when we got this little recession thing going on and people are unemployed and trying to find new jobs and get really discouraged, how are they when they go to these interviews? You know, how do you pump yourself up and portray what you're all about when you're sitting in front of somebody because you see that there's so many other applicants waiting around to be interviewed as well? Hey, Lanny, thanks for hanging with us a little bit later here on America Tonight.
Oh, I love to be here. Thank you very much.
The first of all, before we get into the whole thing about motivation and stuff, you got to take me back to 76 and what that was like for you, because that's fascinating. That was those games in Montreal, and of course before that though, you actually competed in Munich and you didn't win the gold. So was that the big motivating factor for you?
Yes, I had a mental failure in 72. It cost me the gold medal. I got a silver medal instead. So I wanted to take a course on how to manage the mind under pressure. That's what I needed, and I just couldn't find anything out there. And so I interviewed Olympic gold medalists to find out what they were doing on the medal game, all sports. And I got some great information, created a system, used it to win the world championships in 1974 and the gold medal in 76. And that kind of started me teaching the medal game and getting me real interested in doing this. And so now our company's been doing it for 32 years.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. It's so true, isn't it? How much of everything that we do, when we do it well and we have success, people who are very successful, whether it's in sports or whether it's in business or whatever it is that they do, how much of it is mental, Lanny?
Well, you know, if you ask a PGA Tour player, and we work with about 15 of them right now, they give you a huge number back. They can say, my sport's 90% mental. But then when you ask them the second question, you know, well, if it's your sport's 90% mental, do you spend 90% of your time and money on the mental game? They come back, no. You know, I almost ignore it. And that's the problem. We tend to ignore the thing that everybody thinks is real important. Now, if somebody told me it wasn't important, they ignored it, I think I could understand that. But almost everybody thinks that what they do, how they think, makes a big difference. But they don't really spend a lot of time training the mind to be able to do that.
All right, so take us through this. And your company is mentalmanagement.com, by the way. Great website. People can go there and they can fish around and see what of course, Lanny's talking about. How do you get to, what are the baby steps? Somebody says, oh, sure, whatever, Lanny. And then you start to talk to them or they decide they want to be coached, et cetera. What are the first couple of things you do with them?
Well, the first thing is they've got to realize that performance is a function of three mental processes: your conscious mind, what you're thinking about, your skills that you acquire through practice and training, and then your self-image. And the self-image makes you act like you. So if I think I can do something, I can. If I don't think I can do something, I can't. And that's one of the real challenges that these guys that are trying to get a job today have. First of all, there's not a lot of jobs out there. And so you really have to be on your game when you go on that interview. What's tough, and some of the guys that we've been working with, is they've never gone on a job interview, or if they did, it was so long ago, they're just clueless as to how to do it, and they actually tend to go into interviews and overtry. And overtrying is a big problem for everybody competing in sports, but it's even a big problem when you're trying to get a job.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you there. Explain overtrying. I've seen it painfully. I've seen it in broadcasting, but I'm sure you've seen it across the board in a few other things. What do you mean when you say overtry?
Okay, put yourself in the position of the person that's offering the job. Mm-hmm. And I've got a guy that comes in there, and he acts desperate. I mean, he wants this so bad because he needs a job. He doesn't like the interview process. He's not good at it. He hasn't trained for it. So he comes in, and he just pushes to get this job and almost tries to talk me into hiring him, and I'm leery of that. You know, I'm much more likely to hire the guy who comes in and is having a good time, is enjoying the interview, is not really pushing, is just kind of letting it happen instead of trying to make it happen. And that's actually how Olympic gold medalists win tournaments. They're not trying to win them. They go in there and prepare really well for the competition, and then when they get in the competition, they let the win happen. And that's what we're trying to help these guys with on this very tough time for them, is the guys that are going to get the jobs are not just a lot of people are qualified. It's are you the guy that is going to make the interview happen?
Yeah, and with the self-image, it's a confidence thing, isn't it?
Sure, and it's trust too. You have to trust yourself. You have to go in and be confident that you got what it takes, and you just got to believe in yourself, and that comes from preparation and hard work, and which everybody knows that work. That's true.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought up that you work with a bunch of pros in golf, because, boy, that happens to so many of them. They get all kinds of things happen to their game, right? They get the yips. They all of a sudden have problems with chipping, with whatever, but it's so much of it is mental on those big shots, right?
Yeah, what we do, I mean, I had Ben Crane in my office yesterday, and Ben's one of our clients, and Ben just finished fifth at the Players. It's a big tournament for pro golfers. He had his best finish ever. And what we're doing with him and all our guys is we're teaching them how to identify the optimum thing to think about before, during, and after a golf shot, and then just duplicate that in the tournament when they're under pressure.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, you worked with Fred Funk, too, didn't you? What is he like? I've talked to him a few times. He is hilarious. Was he great to work with?
He's incredible, absolutely incredible. Fred's actually won 3 times on the PGA Tour since he started working with us. He's won on the Champions Tour and the PGA Tour, which is kind of an unusual thing for anybody to do. But Fred is he's an incredible guy. His big challenge was he was beating himself up. I mean, if he hit a bad shot, he couldn't let it go. And I think we've made a great strides in helping him to understand that that's not a good thing, and that doesn't his self-image is injured by doing that. And we're trying to teach him to evaluate if he hits a bad shot, evaluate what he did, make the correction, and then let it go.
Yeah, very cool. So you work with all kinds of people, obviously from average Joes to people that are pretty well-known, mentioning Ben Crane, of course, and Fred Funk. Now, you have a new book coming out, too. Some, I think I talked to your daughter, and she said something about it. What's the book about?
Yeah, the book's called Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power. And it is out, and it's available on our website. And it's a story about a plane ride that I have. It's based on true events. And I'm sitting next to a guy that changes my life and shows me things about myself that I just no way I was going to know without talking to him. And so there's 15 principles of mental power in this book. It's a short read, and it's the kind of thing that would really help somebody if they're struggling right now with whether it's the economy or trying to win at something or do whatever they're doing, and it's brand new.
Hey, you know, after 30 years of doing that and all the success you had, obviously, in your sport and sports, do you feel good when someone turns the corner? Is that what the payoff is for you?
Yeah, the payoff for us is changing people's lives. I mean, we obviously, you know, we're in business like everybody else to turn a profit and pay the bills, but the thing that really gets us going is when we can help people. And there's really not a week goes by that somebody doesn't give us a call and say, hey, you know, this made a difference. I mean, either they're winning now when they weren't winning before, or it's just turned them around in their personal life, which is always good. So we hope that what we're doing is providing some structure to something that's kind of mysterious and nebulous. People are kind of confused about the mental game. And my psychology guys kind of confuse us a little bit. Their terms tend to be pretty long and kind of hard to remember. And my program is really not based on psychology at all. It's based on what competitors are using. And we tend to try to simplify stuff because it's easier to remember something if it's simple.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Wow, well, it was a delight to have you on this show. I'm serious about that. I got to get out there and have you show me how to shoot some sporting clays.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Well, come on down and we'll make that happen.
As long as I can hit at least one, Lanny, then I'll be happy.
I promise you will.
Lanny Basham, thanks so much for joining us. And again, you can go to www, of course, mentalmanagement.com. Check out all the stuff that Lanny's got on the site. It's just fabulous. Have a good one, Lanny. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up here on America Tonight. It's interesting. You should check it out, too, because you want to look at half the PGA Tour. They're probably just knocking his door down. Lanny, I need help. I mentioned Fred Funk to him, and he talked about Ben Crane. But also, there's a couple other people you might recognize. Remember Justin Leonard, who, when he was just a pup, won the British Open, if there are any golf fans listening to me. Rory Sabatini, who's a really popular player. And the list is, you know, way too long to just go through everyone. But there's a couple of names, certainly, that you would recognize.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ioniczone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ioniczone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asciox Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
2, 3, 4, gonna set my soul on fire. I'm not a guy who's straight, 'cause she's my heart's desire.
Now this lonesome toad is sick of the road. I can't wait,
can't wait,
I can't wait to go home.
Viva!
So check it out, America. Viva Viagra. If you're unemployed, yes, the drug company will supply you with Viagra free of charge, because we want some happy men out there. If you're unemployed, that's the last thing you want to worry about, right? How about that? I wonder how much that's going to cost that company in the end. 8.9% unemployment. How many are males? How many fall into the category of Viagra users that will admit it? I think any more, that's not a big deal. Nobody cares. Let's see, Cialis, Viagra, who knows what other drugs that you see on the tube, and then they talk about the side effects, and you're like, whoa. Maybe we're all over the side effects scare, though. So Viagra, the key to that is they're handing it out just like it was Halloween, only to those who are unemployed. If you fall into that category, you can rush right out and get yours for free, baby. Well, it won't be free when you head to the movie theater this weekend, but you might be a huge Tom Hanks fan. You might have seen The Da Vinci Code. Maybe you read both of Dan Brown's books, Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and I think he has another one, too. I read both of them. Like both of them, they were summer reads for me, and it was when the books were hot. I mean, those books flew off the shelves. And then they were talking about making a movie, but the books came out a long time before they made the movies. You know what the Da Vinci Code did? It did pretty pretty good at the box office. And I'd say movie-wise, though, it let some people down. Now, supposedly, from what I understand, somebody who saw one of the screenings, that this Angels in Los Angeles, that this Angels and Demons is actually a really, really good movie, because Da Vinci Code was pretty much panned, and this one is getting better marks for more action, much more interesting. You know, here we go again. You're melding science and religion. You throw in a little Tom Hanks here and there. You throw in the directing of Ron Howard and the rest of the cast, pretty strong cast. Ewan McGregor is also in this movie. And, of course, everybody knows Tom Hanks. The movie is a couple of hours, and it's pretty much billed as a thriller, politics, religion sequels, PG-13, because there's a few sequences of violence, as you can imagine. So I want you to hear a little slice of Angels and Demons.
Someone is trying to make you believe the Illuminati themselves have returned to Rome right after the death of a pope.
Four cardinals were kidnapped from their quarters inside the Vatican sometime between 3 and 5 a.m. this morning. Shortly afterward, that document was sent to the office of the Swiss Guard, along with the threat the cardinals would be publicly executed one per hour beginning at 8 p.m. tonight in Rome.
What do you want from me?
These criminals who sent this underground meant it as a taunt, a provocation. But Captain Olivetti think if you can use it to learn their identity, perhaps we can stop this abomination.
Why me?
Your expertise, your erudition, your recent involvement with certain church, shall we say, mysteries?
I wasn't under the impression that episode had endeared me to the Vatican.
Oh, it didn't. A Vatican jet is standing by 20 minutes from here. Will you come with me?
All right, so that, again, a little bit of Angels and Demons. I think it's going to open pretty big. Critics this time around much kinder than with the Da Vinci Code. Here's another movie that's out that has a little bit of buzz going on. It's an action-adventure flick, just under 2 hours. It's another PG-13 deal. It's called The Brothers Bloom, and basically these brothers are considered to be the best con men in the world. Here's a slice of that.
How'd you find me?
It's actually pretty simple. We're brothers, and I've come to the conclusion that you don't want out. You think you do, but you don't.
Where are we going?
New Jersey.
Let me grab my coat.
This'll be the last one.
I'll never ask you to do another con again.
The largest private residence on the eastern seaboard, home of our final mark.
Penelope Stamp lived at home her whole life. So what kind of stuff do you do?
I collect hobbies.
What's the con?
We go to St. Petersburg. We are guys in a phony setup who then double-cross us and kill us all.
She drives out on the run from imaginary Russians.
And we keep her money.
How much?
$2.5 million.
You're a genius, Steven.
Trick to not feeling cheated is to learn how to cheat.
Sometimes I feel like she knows everything.
Okay, she's in position.
Why send her in alone?
Because no one's going to even know we were ever here.
All right, so you recognize some of the voices. Adrian Brody's in this movie. Mark Ruffalo's in this movie. Rachel Weisz. So a pretty strong cast, and you kind of get the gist of it. Matt, you were telling me you had an interesting take on it. It was kind of like The Talented Mr. Ripley, you thought, but more action.
Right. It reminded me just some of the scenes. It seemed kind of like Talented Mr. Ripley, you know, just like the con going in on and playing different people, things like that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this movie is about. And they go all over the world, kind of like The Talented Mr. Ripley movie. New Jersey to Greece to Russia and so on and so forth. And so this might have a pretty, I mean, it's going up against Hanks's movie, but it still might have a decent shot at making some noise at the box office the longer it's in wide release, I guess. It's a soft opening kind of, but it may do well. All right, this next one is called Management. An interesting title, huh? Let's call this flick Management. There's something about a title sometimes. Misleading doesn't tell you enough. I don't know. You could kind of twist this to go either way. And this management movie, Jennifer Aniston's in it. You know, anything, it seems like anything she's in does well. Woody Harrelson's in it. Fred Ward's in it. Steve Zahn is in it. So it has names that you would recognize, too. And the idea is that this couple has a chance, that this man and this woman have a chance encounter when she checks into a roadside motel owned by the guy's parents, and then things take a wild turn from there. Here's some of that.
Who is it?
Management.
Champagne.
Why?
Would you like me to open it, Bree? Ooh, here's to people being happy. You have a great butt.
You do this a lot, Mike?
Very rarely.
Does it ever work?
Never.
You can touch my butt.
Very warm.
Sue, hi.
What are you doing here?
I thought, I'm just going to go for it.
With me?
Yes.
What?
It was a far-flung notion.
It was a stupid notion.
She's logical in an emotionally annihilated kind of way.
You shouldn't smoke.
I'm done forever. I'm serious.
No, you don't. Hey, you don't have to. You don't have to do that.
I know, but I am. I'm done.
What would make me happy is for you to find something for yourself.
I'm here to see Sue, please.
She moved to Washington.
This girl that I'm in love with, she moved here to be with her ex-boyfriend.
Is his name, like, Django?
Yeah, I think it is.
I've totally heard of this dude, Mike.
How do you like your marsala?
It's really good.
You had better chicken than that. You'd have to be a rooster.
This isn't going to work. I can't move to live at your parents' motel.
I think I got an idea for how you can get your girl back.
All right, so it looks like there's some funny things that could happen in that movie, and it's a short movie, too. You'd be in and out of the theater probably in 2 hours. Speaking of short, sports shorts, a couple of interesting stories. 7-7 was the number, baby. As on the ice and on the hardwoods, that's what the name of the game was. The Red Wings move on in 7. The Canes move on in 7. They do it in overtime. How about this? The Rockets, in their game against the Lakers, never trailed, evened it up at 3, so they go to a Game 7, and the Magic push the Celts to a Game 7. If you're not even a sports fan, the time to watch sports is when you're in a Game 7. Usually it doesn't disappoint, so I can't believe how many we're actually seeing. Now, I mentioned this early in the show, if you happen to be listening, and this is sad to me because he was always so friendly and easy to cover when I covered the Yankees and then ultimately when I covered the Texas Rangers. But Jim Leyritz, who's awaiting trial for a fatal drunk driving crash, had to be hospitalized on Wednesday night after threatening suicide when he failed a breathalyzer test required to start his car. He's in Florida, and there was a warrant for his arrest for drinking alcohol in violation with those bail conditions. It was that bad for Leyritz, who was released from a psychiatric unit at a Memorial Hospital in Hollywood, Florida. And like I said, he was such a nice guy and such a fun guy to watch play. And boy, his life has taken an awful a turn since this DUI manslaughter thing. And he got those, this happened in 2007, and it was a waitress, unfortunately, that he hit part of this two-car crash. And it happened after he was celebrating his 44th birthday. He slammed into her, and his blood alcohol was just ridiculously high, well above the legal limit, twice the legal limit, even a little bit more than that. So, you know, he's burned through all the money, like the $11 million that he got in an 11-year career, including stints with the Red Sox and the Rangers and the Padres and the Dodgers as well, and, of course, the Yankees. So a sad tale for him, but certainly sad for the family of the woman that he slammed into. Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. Don't go away.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The many songs you'll hear if you rent eventually that movie He's Not That Into. They played this song. Speaking of an all-star cast, but I think it did okay at the box office. America Tonight, Stretch Drive time. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody who's listening to us. We just went through some of the movies that are out this week. We know the big baby is the Tom Hanks movie, and man, they've been airing trailers all over the place. Time for news you can abuse. You're going to love this. We're going to take you to Chicago. And then we go from Chicago to Wisconsin. And then we go to Providence, Rhode Island. So first we start in Chicago. Bo is obviously huge. You know who I'm talking about? Bo, I'm talking about the Portuguese water dog. The Bo Beanie Baby sells for about $5 right now on eBay. They've got one going for about $140, so what gives there? The Educational Toy Shop Learning Express in a Chicago suburb sold out within hours, and they're desperately trying to find replacements of the Beanie Baby shaggy black and white toy version of the Obama's new puppy. Anything with the Obama's guaranteed to make you a couple of nickels for sure. All right, here's another story I think that you'll find interesting, but I think kind of depressing. Providence, Rhode Island. Either he's clever and it's a great way to raise money for the city, or he's taking advantage of the college students. But it's going to cost some college students more to go to school in Providence, Rhode Island. not a tuition increase, but a proposed tax. The mayor, David Cicilline, wants to slap $150 per semester fee on the 25,000 full-time students in Providence. Of course, Brown University is there, and there's three other private colleges. Students at the public colleges wouldn't have to pay, obviously. The mayor says the college kids use valuable resources in that city. And opponents of the tax say the students contribute to the local economy and the community. I agree that they contribute to the local economy. They go out and they eat and go to the movies and use things in the community. I don't think you can tax them $150. Of course, it's a way to raise money, and obviously that's what he's trying to do. But, yeah, I'm going to say I can't go there with him. I agree with the community people, and you don't want to chase – certainly you're not going to chase people off that are going to Brown, but I think they'll feel like they're getting ripped off, that they have to pay more money. Let's go to Wisconsin. It's called the BYOG Picnic, Bring Your Own Gun. Pistol-packing folks are invited to a picnic. That's happening this Sunday in La Crosse County, Wisconsin. An organizer for it, Hubert Hoffman, says there will be free burgers and brats as well, or brats, for the gun lovers. The picnic is celebrating an opinion from the state attorney general saying that citizens who openly carry firearms shouldn't be cited for disorderly conduct. Hoffman is legally entitled to host the armed outing. That could be kind of interesting. It's an interesting idea anyway, right? One more for you I'm going to throw in here from Auburn, California. Nude sunbathers. How do you feel about that? I guess it depends on who you're looking at, right? The city council isn't worried about sunburn. The city council is asking state park officials to crack down on nudity and sex along a remote stretch of the American River. But state officials say they only have a few park rangers to patrol miles of river. So busting naked people just isn't a priority for these rangers. Hey, Matt, have you ever been to a nude beach?
No.
Never, not even in passing.
No, I don't even know where there are new beaches around me.
Probably not in Minnesota.
I've been to beaches that turn nude, but not a nude beach.
I like that they turn nude.
Right.
Oh, I can tell you a funny story. You know that I lived in Spain for a little bit. And in Spain, of course, the people in Spain, they're not inhibited. They don't care. It's just how they are. So a lot of the beaches, as in many places in Europe, they're just topless and bottomless and whatever goes. It depends on where you are, I guess. And I don't know why. I had no idea. And we went to this beach, and I'm telling you, it's like you could tell the Americans because we look like a bunch of prudes while everybody else was just display central. I mean, everybody on that beach was nude. And then, of course, for the folks listening to us in California, Black's Beach in San Diego is a very, very famous beach. I don't even know if you can – people say that you can kind of see it off the cliff. I don't think you can, but it's buried there in a little cove, and it may be one of the more well-known nude beaches in the United States. I don't know. The thing is, you get out and you're laying on the sand. I mean, if you're a nudist, but otherwise, is it really that comfortable? Of course, I guess if you have incredible assets, you might not be as intimidated as the rest of us. It is Friday, May 15th. There are 230 days left in the year. Here's a couple of quick things for you. If you go back to 1911, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the breakup of Standard Oil, saying it was a monopoly and it was in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. 1909, actor James Mason was born in Yorkshire, England. 1942, wartime gasoline rationing went into effect in 17 eastern states. Basically, they limited sales to 3 gallons a week for non-essential cars and other vehicles. Meanwhile, in 1972, George C. Wallace was shot and left paralyzed while campaigning in Laurel, Maryland for the Democratic presidential nomination. But you see the old footage of that, and it's shocking. It's, of course, like anything else, but you're not expecting it when you look and see it. All right, 10 years ago, 10 years ago, do you remember where you were? Charismatic won the Preakness, finishing 1.5 lengths ahead of Menifee. If we go back 5 years ago, Kentucky Derby winner Smarty Jones posted a record 11.5 length victory in the Preakness, but failed to win the Belmont Stakes. I think I've said this before. My second cousin was the trainer of Smarty Jones. His name is John Service out of Philadelphia Park, and it was a great story for my family anyway to see them because of, you know, the whole build-up to the Kentucky Derby and, I mean, to the Belmont Stakes, and then he lost by, it looked, you know, it was like a nose, half of a nose, basically. And it really looked like this horse was going to be the next Triple Crown winner, but it wasn't to be. Okay, we have birthdays, and I always say this, but I'm pretty sure you're going to recognize some of these
birthday
names.
Singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, birthday singers. Remember from The Sopranos, actress Jamie Lynn Sigler is 28 years old. Also on the other end of that scale, rock musician Nick Perry is 25. Olympic gold medal gymnast Amy Chow is 31 years old. I know you know this name if you're a sports fan. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is 34 years old. David Charvet is 37. He's an actor. He's married to Brooke Byrne, the woman that won, I think Brooke Byrne. Yeah, the woman that won Dancing with the Stars a couple times ago. Dallas Cowboys great running back Emmitt Smith is 40 years old. TV personality Gisele Fernandez, 48 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, he's been in some mob movies. Chaz Palminteri, 57 years old. Hall of Famer George Brett, of course, Kansas City favorite, 56 years old. Country singer K.T. Osland is 67. I was surprised by that one. Actor-director Paul Rudd from Knott's Landing, remember that, where they were on the cul-de-sac in California? He is 69 years old. Singer Trini Lopez is 72. Actress-singer Lainey Kazan, rather, is 69 years old. She does a lot of little appearances in films. Madeleine Albright is 72, the former Secretary of State. Also celebrating a birthday, counterculture icon Wavy Gravy is 73 years old. And the oldest person on our list, at least this time around, is actor Joseph Wiseman, who turns a very young 91 years old. How about that? That was pretty interesting. Because at least you had a mixture of some athletes and actors and then everybody else in between. If you're celebrating a birthday this weekend, go out and make it a great weekend. It's awesome when your birthday falls, I think, on a Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday. I'm going to a birthday party for a grandmother. I guess it would be great-grandmother, who is going to be 84 years old. I'm serious. She looks like she's like 68. I'm leaving you with this thought. Remember, despite everything that we talk about here on America Tonight, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. So keep trying to get up on that carousel. And as you go round and round, reach out and grab that brass ring.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.